All right, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, crypto nerds of all ages. It's that time where we talk about all things Algorand, blockchain, and today we're talking about Deco.finance. Stay tuned. All right, welcome to the channel. I am, of course, Monty, your crypto nerd. We've got Joshua here talking to us today and speaking really on behalf of Deco.finance. It's a crowdsourced or crowdfunding platform specifically for Algorand. Right, Joshua?
Yes, that's correct.
We were just chatting, before we started recording here, and I'm fascinated with this concept. It seems sort of like a WeFunder or Kickstarter sort of a concept, but specifically for blockchain projects. Can you talk to us just a little bit about how this started for you?
Okay, so essentially, I don't know if you know, but we actually do use ChoiceCoin as part of our voting system. So from there, we're looking at a use case where people could actually have control over the things they donate to. So essentially what we planned out was, if somebody gets a project, wants to list a project, you list it, then a central authority will be the one to either approve the project or not. So what we are trying to build now is a scenario where someone lists a project, the people who want to donate should be the ones who actually get to decide if they want to back this project or not.
They've got the choice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
So that's the system we're trying to build now.
Okay.
So that's how we all started.
Are you going to have, it sounds like you want to have multiple projects up on the site at once, 10 or 15, as options. So I, as a consumer, could take my tokens and go in and support whichever project I think is going to be the most successful or return the most return on investment, or whatever source resource I'm looking at. Like maybe I'm particularly interested in DeFi or GameFi or something along those lines. So you would give us the option to pick and choose, right?
Yeah, exactly. So as it stands now, in our version one, the first version is currently up and running. We have the Android app and we also have the web app. We're trying to settle some complexities with the Apple Store. That's why that is not yet out yet. But as soon as that is resolved, we can also push that out. So as it stands now, we only have the ones that are being verified by us yet for now. So although our API is already up and running, the API for community to actually list the projects is up and running, but we've not opened that out yet because we are building our version 2, which is going to separate the project into two categories: the one that has been vetted by us and the one that is community listed, so that everybody can know that yes, these projects are community listed and are not controlled or backed by any authority except by the people who listed them and then the people who want to actually support them. So each project is going to have two phases, the voting phase and the donation phase. So when a project gets listed, it has to meet a voting criteria that the project actually sets by itself. But the system we put in place is such that the number of votes determines how high you rank on the system. So how many people back your project determines how many people get to see it eventually. So that's what the system is like. And also, you can also get shareable link such that is linked to one ID. So you just enter your project ID, and then this is the project that has its ID. You can also share your projects manually by yourself. So we do the marketing. You can do the marketing.
So the more system we have in place now. Upvotes you get, the higher priority you get, the more visibility you get. Or if you just want to bypass that, you can send it to someone directly via your website or Twitter or social media, whatever the case is, right?
Yeah, come again. Sorry, I can't hear you. The stream is breaking up.
Oh, sorry. The initial, upvotes, how many people like you on the platform? Whether or not they're familiar with you, they look at your project, they like it, they can upvote you essentially, and more people will see the project. The more people like it, the more momentum you get. Or you can send that link out directly via your own social media handles, that sort of thing.
I think I'm having an issue with my connection.
Oh, Let's see if I can go to a quick a demo. I think I've got a quick demo here for you. I'm going to play this and let's see if we can kind of walk through this. Okay. It's a smooth interface right there. So we connect the wallet. So this is how it knows you've got, you're connected to the ecosystem. Okay. Now you can vote and approve. I didn't understand you earn Choice Coin as well. All right, so this is not a real company, right? This is an e-ticketing platform.
No, not yet.
Yeah, these are just samples. Okay.
Yeah, as at the time when this was listed, it was just samples.
Nice, so there's a sliding scale there for how many, and you're using Choice Coin as your voting mechanism.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how does that work with Choice Coin? When you spend it for voting, do you get it back to re-vote the next day, or do you have to go buy Choice to vote? Are you donating when you spend the Choice?
Okay. So, what our system works is when you vote using Choice Coin, whether the project gets its donation goal or not, you get your Choice back actually, and then if there are rewards attached to that project, you get your Choice back plus the rewards. That's your proportion of the rewards, depending on how much Choice you sent.
Got it. Okay. That's very interesting. So you received an Algorand grant, right?
Yes.
Okay. Walk us through that process. How was that for you?
Sorry, come again.
How was the grant process for you?
Oh, actually, it was quite interesting. I mean, it's actually what actually brought this project to life. You know, without the grants, we would actually have just been talking about it as an idea. But actually, after all well is done and after it was all done, I can say, yeah, it was actually quite worth it. And this thing. But it's sad it's gone now, but yeah.
Right. There's never enough funds to go around. But it seems like you've got a head start here. What is your timeline for coming up with the minimum viable product to release, or some type of a beta test or something along those lines, testnet for your project? What's the next major milestone?
Okay, now the next major. Actually, we do have our MVP available already.
It is.
If you go to our website, if you go to our website, Deco.finance, you will see a link to the Android app and also the web app itself. The two of them are actually online now. Yeah, that's we ran two votes already. One for the ticker you saw there that was listed as a sample then. It's actually being listed now as an actual product as well. Then also, Nemite, another project that's trying to build a game finance something, also got listed. So we ran two votes already. We've actually given out 200,000 Choice Coin in rewards as well. So we've actually done that.
That's amazing. So you mentioned earlier Apple. It's not in the Apple Store yet, right?
It's not on the Apple Store. That's why we have the web version, so that nobody misses out.
Excellent. Okay, good. So you've got two projects sort of testing it out now. Do you have a lot of other projects lined up? Or has word gotten out that you have this platform, you know, coming up and ready soon?
I think that is one of our major, what's it called, shortfall now, is the sense that we don't really have huge marketing reach, but it's something we're actually working on. We have been discussing and actually been talking about it in the Choice Coin Discord, and also I've tried reaching out to some other major projects, and I also BlockRank too. We also, what's it called, reached out to BlockRank as well. I don't know if you've heard about ASALP.io.
Yeah, they do philosophical or not philosophical, but philanthropic. They have like a charity, right?
Yes, I've also reached out to them as well too. So they said they'll get back to me as well. So what we're trying to do is get major projects on board. It doesn't have to be crowdfunding for a very big thing, anything little. Then as soon as we get the word out, then the committee, we start our own Discord and everything, then the committee kicks up and then everything becomes automated, that's decentralized.
Mm-hmm. So how do the funds work? Is it peer-to-peer? Are you holding custody of funds for any period of time while the project is, you know, crowdfunding?
Okay, so it's pretty much like it's a bit straightforward in the sense that during the crowdfunding stage, as it stands now, we hold the funds for now, but as soon as the project reaches its goal, it gets sent to the project's owner. That's it's an automated process. If it doesn't, then each person receives his algo back if they lapse the expiry date of the project. So everybody gets their algo back. If it doesn't listen, then if it does, it gets sent to the listen. And also, if the project owner also wants a list, say we are making a game file or something, and then you want to know those that donated to your project so you can give them like airdrop or percentage of something, you can also get a list of this, those who donated this. And it's Yagwan blockchain, everything is quite transparent. You can see it
right
as well. So you can also track and keep track of the votes and the donations using Algo Explorer as well, since this. And also, we're trying to work on a smart contract such that we will not have any access to the funds or anything. It's just going to be a straight up decentralized and automated process.
Got it. Okay, so for right now, there is some centralization there, but you're moving towards a decentralized, fully decentralized. Now, you had mentioned something about getting our Algorand back. At one point in time, would Algorand be refunded back? Would that be if the project didn't meet their minimum target goal for funding, or at what point would that be triggered to be a refund?
You get your Algorand back if the project does not meet its funding goal. And then if it doesn't meet its funding goal within the set period of time, say you want to get projects funded, then you set, okay, this project, I want it to have a 2-month validity period, that if it doesn't get funded within that 2 months, everybody that sends at least an algo, maybe 1, 2, 3, we get it back.
Got it. Okay. So there's a time limit and there's a dollar amount or algo amount that we're looking at. And is it only in algos that you're accepting or raising funds in?
Yeah, for now it's algo too, but with time as well, we also intend to use stable coins too, so that people can have something more relatable. So give you an option. Do you want to set it in algo? You want to set it in USDC or USDT, and anything you want.
Yeah, I'm seeing a large demand for USDC for, you know, specific use cases like this, where projects want to raise a certain amount of funds and they don't want to see that flexibility during the fundraising process. And now, I mean, if algo starts trending upwards, everybody's going to want to take algo. But, you know, hindsight's always 20/20 on that. I think stable coins are just, it's a safer bet, obviously. They're more stable. So that's great. How long have you been working on this so far?
Okay, this is currently our third month of development. We are trying to, you know, be as fast as possible and also make something efficient and something safe for everyone involved as well. So that's why sometimes it looks like we're moving too fast, and sometimes it looks like we're taking our time, but we're just trying to build the best product possible.
Yeah, 3 months is very, very fast for a big project like this. So it's all happened very quickly then for you, huh?
Yeah, we've actually had the baseline and the designs and everything sketched already before we developed. So that's what streamlined the development process for us.
Okay. And were you already active in the Algorand community previously? Were you interested in blockchain, other blockchains that you transferred over from? How did you come to land and choose Algorand?
I actually came to the Algorand space exactly again through open source development on ChoiceCoin. ChoiceCoin DAO. So I was part of an open source team. We make open source contributions to the ChoiceCoin software as well. Then the ChoiceCoin founder mentioned an Algorand system, and then we had this scenario for a crowdfunding platform. Although the initial idea was not actually on the blockchain, it was actually supposed to be decentralized. Then we thought that we can actually make this decentralized and actually have a very viable system that can work on the blockchain. And since Algorand blockchain is actually very fast and listen, I'm like, okay, it's actually perfect for this. So that's how we fine-tuned the something and applied for the Algorand grants, then started funding development and everything.
Okay, great. And are, did I understand correctly that you're the one working on the smart contracts and the developing? If so, that's amazing that it's that you are the founder, you're also the developer. Are you working on this? You know, do you get any sleep? Because in 3 months, that's a lot of work to get done. How many of you are working on the project now?
Actually, we do have quite a number of us. Then I handle the mobile and the front end aspect of it. Then I also, what's it called, vet the back end and everything. So then we have a team of about 3 back end engineers as well to help us split the task into little bits. Then they take each small part. Then we join, combine them together to give us the bigger picture as well. Then also the smart contracts guy is actually, I think he had a meeting yesterday with one of the guys at Rich to also assist us in that regard as well. So what we do is we break our projects into smaller and smaller bits, then we join them together to give us the bigger thing.
Understood. Okay. So where is your project going to be in, let's say, 7 months, 8 months, by the end of the year, let's say. So by the end of the year, what is the website? What is the app going to look like? How many projects are going to be there? Do you have a target for how much funds you're going to help other companies raise? What's it going to look like for you?
Okay, so eventually what I do envision, like what I see moving forward, is I want us to be like the standard for anybody who wants to get anything done on Algorand. Like, they should just come, oh yes, let's use Deco, let's use this. And aside the fact that we have a system that helps you, we also want to have it be in a situation where if you get your project on Deco, you should at least get a little bit of exposure from just being on Deco as well. So those are two things I'm actually focused on. Then also, by time in next 5 months, at the end of the year, I also want a situation to where anything at all you can possibly think of, you want to do for charity, you want to do for blockchain products, you want to do for, say, you want to get new shoes, anything at all you want, it could be listed by you. And then if you get people that back you up, they can get funded as well. So we just want to make it open and actually to be a standard for crowdfunding, both on the blockchain and also across different aspects of life.
Got it. Okay. So that's very wide ranging. So is there any barrier to entry to listing on your service? Does it cost a project anything to list there? Or, do you just take a percentage of the funds that they raise? Is there an upfront fee?
Actually, there is no upfront fee. The, what's it called? The smart contract, although we're still planning that out. We're thinking of, we're trying to set up the fees. Actually, we've not had an actual fee structure for community-based project, but for the ones that are verified, it's just 1% fee of the of the donation. But the ones that are community-based, since of course of the sheer volume, we're thinking of actually taking that down a bit as well to something, say 0.1% or something, since community-based is going to be massive as well.
Got it.
So okay. Just a thing. Other than that, we just need meta information, your company, your website. Then listen. Then once we can verify that, this is something legit, we can list it under verified project. If not, we can tell you to list it under community project.
Okay. So there's a couple of pros and cons to these types of platforms. Will there be any gatekeeping in place? Are you vetting the projects that go online at all, or is it kind of buyer beware, everybody has to do their own research? There's pros and cons to both methods. Can anybody list?
Okay, yeah, that's why we broke it up into two. I don't know if I mentioned it before. I mentioned it quite a number of times. Like, we broke it into two. That's the verified ones and the community ones. So on the community ones, we let you know that yes, this was listed by an individual, listen, we've not verified this. We don't know who the person is or anything. But if you can look through the website, do your own research and everything, if you are still confident enough in the project, you can go ahead and donate to it. And then there's a verified one that, okay, yes, we are taking the responsibility of verifying this one. We can actually tell you that, yes, this one is something we have verified. This one is something that we think, okay, yes, it's actually a big project and has a huge chance of actually getting successful or something. Yeah, we verified this. Also, you can donate to this one.
Got it. Okay. Well, you know, we might actually be able to help you out with that portion of it. So if we have a project that is citrus verified on our site, we've got a background checker, you might be able to import that so that it takes a little bit of the heavy lifting off of you. You can reference our information. I think we'll have an API out there in our V2 to kind of help out the community. So that gives people a little more peace of mind, knowing that, okay, there's two different options here. There's the vetted and there's the unvetted. And, you know, if you want to be risky, then you can go ahead and take a look at some of the unvetted projects, right?
Yeah.
And there are some projects out there that are going to be very successful that just didn't jump through those hoops for whatever reason. And there's some valid reasons there that some of those projects will come up with. So that makes sense. All right, I like it. So by the end of the year, you're thinking it a very large platform, very wide user base, very large use case. Just about anybody can get on there if they want to. Some of them will be verified, some of them won't be. Yeah. And it sounds like maybe Stablecoin and Algorand would be a priority there for you as far as funding goes, right?
Yes. We don't want to dabble too much in other ESS because of the volatility and because it's crowdfunding.
Right. What about the ETA for the Apple Store app? I know that's next on your list there. Any idea when that will go live? I know it's tough with Apple, but...
Actually, we actually did try this month. So when we did submit the app to Apple Store, they said, no, we have to make a company account. We have to make a company account with the Apple Store or something, and then we need a DNS number. Although we are not based in US, so there's a lot of paperwork that needs to be done before we can get DNS for non-residents corporations. So that is the thing that's going to take a while. So as soon as we get that up and running, then we submit it. So the ETA, I can't really pinpoint. That's why we have the web as well. But as soon as that is done, we'll put the word out there. We're supposed to get it this month, but because of that restriction.
Got it.
Yeah.
Any plans for audits in the future? I didn't see that outlined specifically there for you. But some people are going to ask, hey, you know, not all smart contracts are created equal. Have you gotten this audited, or do you plan on getting your smart contracts audited? Any plans there?
Yeah, of course, when we do this thing, aside the manual testing that we do by ourselves and by this thing, when throwing a bunch of variables at it, we're still going to have to get services of a professional auditor. So it's also something we're looking into as well.
Yeah, I think that's just one of those things that sort of is the necessary evil. And it's not evil, but it's just an expense for a small business that, eventually you'll have to burden to make sure that the community is happy with everything. All right.
And they're confident in our contracts.
Yeah, exactly. So do you have a spot? Is it easy for a new business to sign up now? Can they just go to the website and say, yep, we want to sign up? What's the process like?
Okay, for now, we've not yet opened the sign-up process yet, but for now, if you, for instance, the person are listed there, all they needed to do was just to use the contact us form on our website. Just use that, then we collect the information from you, then list the project and everything. So for now,
that's sort of like the waiting list is sort of what it is now.
Exactly.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so this is the kind of project where you're going to be intimately involved with all of the new projects that come along in Algorand, right? Because everybody who's brand new and needs to raise some funds is going to head out to a web service like yours or an app service like yours. Do you watch the new projects now? Are you, engaged in the up and coming, projects? Do you keep an eye out for those now?
Yeah, essentially, what's it called? Essentially in the grants community. So those of us that do win grants, I actually try and observe. That's the way I met them. That's how I found about ASLP as well. So just keep looking out for this. And then we kept looking out for where we could build relationships and how we can get to assist one another.
Okay. Got it. Any particular projects? I know you've mentioned that one just a few times. Any other projects that are, you know, have caught your eye that you keep an eye out for?
I'm actually looking forward to one of that projects too as well that judges the market sentiment towards ESs. I think it's called Analytics. Yes. As well, yeah. That one is also new. Yeah, also new as well. Judging market sentiment as well, using data mining and data. It just came off my head now, but
yeah,
start using data mining to track sentiments on social media platforms as well.
So that's interesting. I think that's a good indicator in our, you know, our niche is the social media sentiment. And much more so than news sometimes, even. It's just the market sentiment there is a good indicator. I like it. All right, one last question here. The name. Where did the name come from, Gecko?
Okay, it's actually quite an interesting story, actually. So I was thinking of, what do I call this? What are we supposed to call this? Eventually, we're going to go for something generic as Golden Hearts or something. Then, no. Like, we need something that actually matches the tune of the exactly. So then I wrote that decentralized crowdfunding. Then it came to me, we're using choice for the voting. So I actually thought decentralized choice funding, but it just didn't sound just put together. So that's where the DE and the CHO came from, decentralized crowdfunding using choice. And that was all that was what we started with.
Got it. Okay, so it's the D from decentralized and the CHO from choice.
From giving users the choice, exactly.
Well, it also has a nice sound to it, Deco. I was like, okay, well, you're echoing the community and it's a DAP. And so, I was trying to come up with a hypothesize in my brain where the name came from. But it's got a nice ring to it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Joshua, I appreciate you stopping by today. It's a great looking project. I wish you all the best. I'm sure my community will go check out the website. We'll post all the links for you. You can repost this as well. And we'll be watching you. And I want to see how many projects get on board by the end of the year. All right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to have you on again. All right, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Take care out there.